Good afternoon from Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima. Hello, Tom. John here. We've spoken before. How are you on this rather warm June afternoon?
John? I'm glad you remembered my name. I'm poor on that. But magnificent day out here. It is 82 here at the corner of Stop and Go. I mean Walmart and Taylor's. We're doing good. We're headed home. And for a change, we picked up a Subway sandwich on the way out. And I think that's added a couple of sides to that. And we'll have supper from that tonight. How's your day?
Doing good, Tom. Tom, I even remember your wife's name. It's Bernice. And I hear you on the repeater a good bit. I probably listen more than I talk, which is unusual for me. But being a part-time resident up here, I don't talk on the repeater as much as I do some of the local repeaters back in Northeast Georgia. But I'm doing good. It's a work day for me, but I work from home. Well, I work from upstate South Carolina on Fridays. My wife, she gave up working Fridays about a year ago. So we come up to the upstate on Thursday evening. She's got the day to play. She's inside the Southern Liquidator store in Pickens, which is in the Ingalls shopping lot, parking lot. I did our grocery shopping down at Walmart myself, and I got all the groceries in the back of the truck, and I'm just sitting here waiting on her. But if a customer calls and needs something, I've got my computer with me. I've got my phone with me, but usually Friday afternoons, the week is kind of winding down, so I can play a little bit, but still be available if somebody needs something.
You're always welcome on this repeater. And I'm going to put a star on the wall for you when I get home for continuing to pay our Social Security. Hi. Oh, I got to go out and gather the eggs when we get home and check on the girls. Make sure they're all right, the chickens. They're all girls. And I don't think I'm going to do too much else. We got some work we need to do out there, but it's too late in the day. We've had, several other duties to get done. I had to return a package to Amazon that was wrong, which is rare for us. And we went to the trash dump this morning. Didn't do much HF radio last night. The band didn't seem to have much on it that was of interest to me. And so I listened a little bit and went back up and hit the hay. But as far as the weekend goes, I don't know. We might take some eggs down to the daughter. Yesterday, I took the grandson to the D-Day Upstate Museum down there in Greenville. I had a nice day with him, and I was disappointed in the museum. It was very, very small, but at least they did something.
The most important thing is you got to spend the day with your grandson, so... Very good. I'm on the radio, honey. Anyway, my wife has appeared, and Tom, she had a whole shopping cart worth of junk. Actually, the Liquidator store, you never know what you're going to find in there. I've gotten some great deals on some things. I actually turned Shane, N4ZOK, onto it. He goes down there occasionally if he's out of bed in time. I know he works crazy hours. Know Shane pretty well. And curious what kind of HF radio you picked up. I flipped the radio on this morning about 8:30. The upper bands were not in good shape at all. 10 and 12 were pretty dead. 15 and 17 were marginal. I wouldn't say great. And I didn't even listen on 20. Work started piling up, so I had to go back upstairs to the what I call the desk, which is, I don't have a desk. I do have a desk, but that's my radio desk. My workstation here is the dining room table. So what kind of new HF radio did you pick up there, Tom? This is K4WCL.
This is N0TR. No, I didn't pick up a new radio, John. I just said I didn't do much on HF last night. But that's okay. I have a TS-590 Sierra Golf, an SG, and I do mostly Morse code. Bernice was falling asleep, and so I hadn't seen anything on online that looked any good, so I just started thumbing through the VFO, and I heard a couple of stations in Europe on CW. But she said she was ready to go upstairs. My ham radio station's in the basement. And then I have an Ameritron ALS 1200 solid-state amp on it. And a real nice tuner. And it's nice and cool down there of an evening. And I was a little late getting my shower last night. And signed into the net on this repeater. And then just went downstairs for about an hour or so. Like you said, there just wasn't a lot of activity and there was a lot of atmospheric noise. So I don't particularly enjoy that.
Misunderstood you then. Well, I'm a big fan of Kenwood radios, unfortunately. Doesn't seem like Kenwood's, not sure if Kenwood's still in the amateur radio game. They hadn't really come out with anything new lately. I think the TS-890 was their last new HF radio. And I had an 890. I've also got an 850. I've got a TS-2000. And, boy, we got somebody must have run out of gas here. But luckily, the guy that ran out of gas is on a hill, and he was able to push the car with somebody driving it into the high school parking lot there. So good for him. He ran out at a good place. Anyway, I'm a big fan of Kenwood radios. I sold the 890 about 2 years ago, and I bought a 990. 990 is a wonderful radio, but I think the receiver in the 890 was a little bit better. But I sold it to a ham down in near Columbia. I used to chat with on 3856. I don't know if you ever get on 3856 in the morning. That used to be Jack, W4TWS, his little group in there. You know, Jack passed. I don't know if you knew Jack, but a lot of people here in the upstate did know Jack. But I like Kenwood stuff. And I got a couple of Ameritron amplifiers as well. One of them I've sold, waiting on the new owner to come up with the funds. I told him I'd hold it. One of them I've got at my station back in Georgia. I'll probably keep that as a spare. And I went out and splurged the end of last year, and I bought me a Mercury Lux amplifier and the matching tuner. And wow, Tom, what a combination that is. That's a 1-2 punch for sure.
Heard of that one, that Mercury, but I had considered the 890. But like you say, they haven't changed it in probably 6-7 years. But I might have if I'd heard you was going to sell one. But this 590 SG's got a wonderful receive on it. But the 890, I would agree with you, as specification-wise, it's a little better, a little different type of down conversion in the RF part, and I like it. Buying a Yaesu or even an ICOM with dual bands on it, which I don't really need, but you can buy them for not much difference in the amount. I like that Yaesu one that's the 100 watt one and the 200 one. It's Mike Papa, I think. But overall, you know, I'm just a little skittish because I think Kenwood sold their radio business to an outfit in Japan, but You'd have to correct me on that one, John. Over.
I really don't know what's going on. I'm pretty good friends with one of the guys that works at HRO in Atlanta, and I've asked him, and he doesn't know a lot of what's going on. I just know they hadn't come out with anything recently. You know, they came out with a new handy talkie. I guess that was last year at Dayton, the D-75, which replaced the D-74. And I've got a couple of D-74s, wonderful radio, but the battery life on it, I have to tell you, it stinks. You know, my $30 Chinese handy talkies have much better battery life than the $700 handy talkie. But I still like the radio, but I don't know. I thought maybe the D-75, you know, it's a D-Star handy-talkie. I thought maybe it would, when it came out, it would have better battery life, but I know a couple people that bought the D-75, and they say the battery's not much better. So I don't know if it's the battery or the firmware. It's got a lot of things running in the background, APRS, and you know, you can do GPS and all kinds of stuff. And I have most of that turned off, but the battery life still stinks. But I still like Kenwood products. I think that's probably because of my dad. My dad was a ham. He had a lot of Kenwood radios, and the 850 I have was actually his radio. I have it now. I used it for a good while. It's a nice radio. Until I bought the 890, I used it mainly for my sideband radio, and I was using the TS-2000 as a digital rig. I do a lot of FT-8, used to do a lot of PSK-31. Not much of a CW guy, Tom. I did pass the 5-word-a-minute test back in the late 90s, and when the FCC dropped the code, I kind of... I wouldn't say I forgot about it. I can still copy slow code, but just not my thing. Anyway, back to you. I'm not too far from the house here. I'll go one, maybe two more rounds with you. K4WCL Mobile.
K4WCL, this is N0TR returning. Yeah, fine business on all, John. That's $4,000 for that 890, and I just... hate to put out that kind of money on something like that, and it's 6-7 year old technology. I thought I waited around this year, and I was thinking about it around the Dayton time. And all the other companies come out and put on some really great deals, and you saw nothing, absolutely nothing from Kenwood, maybe some of the handy talkies. And my experience with handy talkies is if you run those things at full power output, they get so dang hot you can't stand to hold them. The batteries don't last. They're a pain, so I don't mess with them anymore. I used to for years. But yeah, I passed the 20-word-a-minute code test back in 93 and said I'd never use it again, but now it's my primary mode. It does get through a lot better than sideband, but most of the guys anymore, it just takes too much elbow grease and effort, and they don't have the time, so they use FT8. But to me, that's letting the computer do your communication and not you. But I'm old, and I'm old-fashioned, and I'm probably not going to change. So to each his own. If they like it, that's fine. But I noticed that at the expedition the other day, they got on sideband for a few minutes, and there were so many idiots on the sideband that they just shut it down. So there you go. They walk among us. I guess they transmit among us. Go ahead, John.
I believe you're talking about the FT4GL Glorioso Island D-Expedition. Yeah, I read on DX Summit that there were a lot of idiots. I think they were on 20-meter sideband. I've worked them three times. I've worked them twice from home and once from up here last weekend. All FT8. But I got them in the log. They were number 278 for me. So I doubt I'll ever get 340, but if I could break 300, I'll be happy. And my dad was a big CW guy. You know, he learned CW in the Navy in the early 50s. And he was that's pretty much all he did was CW. And he could copy 30 word a minute plus in his head. He might have written a call sign down, but he didn't write a whole lot down. And he could sit there and have a conversation with you, watching him operate CW, and still copy and send at the same time. He was amazing. But unfortunately, became a silent key in 2006. So anyway, Tom, I'll make this my final here. I'm pulling into the neighborhood. Got a lot of groceries here to unload. And then check the computer, see if there's anything I got to do the rest of the day. And then we're going to get out here in this heat and get some exercise. Wife and I usually get a 3-4 mile walk in every day. Pardon me, every day. And that hopefully will keep us young. So tie the ribbons on us there, Tom, 73, and have a great Friday. N0TR, I think that's it. I always forget the first letter of your call. K4WCL, 73.
Yeah, that's right, John. It's Tom Rouse is my name, so my call sign is my initials, so pretty fortunate there. But congratulations on getting it. I just won't do digital. And, boy, kudos to your dad. I can run about 28 to 30, normally 30 when I'm working somebody that's working DX, but I slow down to 26, 28, but I love it. But I got 308 countries, and I was happy when I hit 300, and back when I was in Kansas for 62 and a half years, I didn't even keep count. But we've been here 15 years now, and the guy's got me to counting. So, at any rate, you've got a lot there, a lot to be proud of. Take care. Someday you'll have to tell me about that Mercury radio. I never heard of it. Maybe I better start looking closer at my QST. 73's John, K4WCL is N0TR, 73's.
I think I'm going to be here just a short time. The Mercury amps are built by a company down in South Florida. A hand by the name of Kenny Martinez started the company, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. They hand build them, and they had a 1-year wait on them. That's how many orders they had. I waited about 11 months to get mine. And you can put your name on the waiting list. You don't have to put a deposit down. But it's a beautiful, solid-state amp. Legal limit plus a lot more, if you dare. And just fine craftsmanship. It's got a heck of a warranty. Pretty much warranted for the parts are warranted for life. If you have an issue with it, you send it back. You pay for parts. They fix it for free. Look it up online. Mercury Lux. L-U-X. And they make some nice products there, Tom. 73 K4WCL.
Well, thanks, John. I appreciate that. And pleasure's all mine. And I'm not in the market for one right now, but you never know with the MFJ going out. That means a Meritron is kind of iffy. 73, John. Have a nice day. Say hi to the wife. Bernie said hi. She's sitting here beside me. This is N0TR Clear.
W.